The first day of battle brought considerable fighting to the area, and the Union use of the newly issued Spencer repeating carbines. There were heavy casualties on both sides, and the simultaneous conclusion of both commanders that Gettysburg was the place to fight. The second day saw a great number of desperate attacks and counterattacks in an attempt to gain control of such locations as Little Round Top, Cemetery Hill, Devil's Den, the Wheatfield, and the Peach Orchard. Again, there were heavy losses on both sides. On the third day, Lee was determined to attack, and in an event that would go down in history as Pickett's Charge, some 15,000 Confederate troops, led by General George Pickett, assaulted Cemetery Ridge.